From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. U.S. President Donald Trump struck a markedly softer tone on touchy subjects like North Korea and trade with President Xi Jinping of China Thursday and highlighted his incredibly warm feeling toward his counterpart. Mr. Trump said he has great respect for Xi's leadership on trade and noted the U.S. must change its policy.
But we'll make it fair and it'll be tremendous for both of us.
Mr. Trump blamed his predecessors in Washington for the trade deficit with China. Trump concluded his remarks by touting his great chemistry with Mr. Xi. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis on Thursday told NATO defense ministers that they are considering ways to bring Russia into compliance with a key arms control treaty.
We now have an increasing concern about Russia's willingness to live up to the accords that it signed, the treaties it signed.
The U.S. has maintained that Russia has deployed cruise missiles in violation of the Intermediate Nuclear Forces Treaty, which prohibits the deployment of land-based U.S. and Russian short- and intermediate-range nuclear missiles. Mattis said NATO's discussions about Russia were held with an eye toward sustaining other arms control pacts as well. The International Criminal Court on Thursday gave prosecutors the go-ahead to investigate alleged war crimes committed by the government of Burundi against its political opposition between April 2015 and October 2017. In a statement, judges said there is a reasonable basis to proceed with an investigation in relation to crimes against humanity. The war crimes include murder, rape, and torture that led to the death of more than 1,000 people and prompted 400,000 to flee the country. This is VOA News.